1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. At 12 noon, Rusty, we're up to 54 degrees now.
Should get to 62 for a high today. Mostly sunny skies, breezy as well.
Well, no more registering every 2 years if you want to stay on that no-call list for telemarketers. Governor Scott Walker signed the bill yesterday to do away with the state list and merge with the federal no-call list. Now, that still keeps people from getting those unwanted calls. But you only have to sign up once for the federal list. It'll also save the state of Wisconsin $190,000.
The collection of the state sales tax for online purchases has increased dramatically. Dale Knopp of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance said Wisconsin lost $140 million in sales tax in 2012. That number has dropped to maybe as low as $25 million. Knopp says it's due largely to Amazon now collecting taxes, but there are also others.
We looked at the 100 largest internet retailers, and 60 of them already collect tax in the state because they have a presence here. Companies like Best Buy and Walmart and Target.
WisTax estimates online sales in Wisconsin nearly $5.5 billion.
Rampage at a high school in suburban Pittsburgh with a knife. That story breaking earlier this morning, and we get the latest on that story from Jeff Manasseh.
It was chaos this morning at Franklin Regional High School in Murrysville, Pennsylvania.
I walk into school, and basically I just saw kids running, and I was told to get out of there.
And he did, but several others got hurt, four critically by a suspect carrying knives, who were told went room to room and down hallways after victims.
19 students and one staff member were stabbed by the individual. The individual is a 16-year-old sophomore.
Murrysville Police Chief Thomas Seafeld, the suspect later taken into custody. No motive. The FBI is on scene, while all other students in all other area schools have been sent home. Jeff Manasseh, Fox News Radio.
A state appeals court says Senate Democrat John Erpenbach must release the names of those who emailed him about his opposition to the limits of public union bargaining during that heated controversy in 2011. Erpenbach said he had blacked out the names, fearing those people might face retaliation. The conservative McClaver Institute sued, claiming the public has a right to know if the writers used state computers and work time to protest Act 10. The court agreed today.
An Elkhart Lake man pled guilty yesterday in Sheboygan County Court to drunk driving causing injury connected to a freak accident last July that injured a Manitowoc boy. 65-year-old John Krasinski changed his plea as part of the deal to avoid trial, which was scheduled later this month. Now, the charge stems from an incident back on July 11th when he lost control of his car. The car he was driving on County EH northeast of Elkhart Lake, it left the road, hit a power pole. The power pole went down. The lines fell on an 8-year-old boy playing nearby in his grandparents' yard. The boy was taken to Children's Hospital in Milwaukee for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Judge Angelo Sukevich will sentence him on April 15th.
Sheboygan County said goodbye last night to three board supervisors with 24 years of combined experience. The most comes from Mike O.J., who decided not to run for re-election after 16 years. He admits he will still be around at times, thanks to who's taking...
It's been fun. I'm glad my daughter's taking my seat. You'll still see me around when you have your budget parties and stuff. She's actually not old enough to be in a bar without a parent, so... So, I'll see you guys again.
Also leaving is Peggy Fighter after 6 years due to losing re-election last week. She said last night she treasured the friendships made while as a supervisor, has no regrets. Also leaving the board, Peter Somm chose not to run for re-election after 2 years. The 25-member board will begin reorganizing with its three new members next week Tuesday.
That's Libby Ogie, 19 years old, won election.
Yeah, congrats to her.
No kidding. Governor Scott Walker has agreed to have state taxpayers give more compensation to a wrongly convicted murder suspect from Milwaukee. Republican Walker signed a bill yesterday that increases Robert Stinson's total compensation to $115,000. Stinson had spent 23 years in prison for a murder he did not commit. The state claims board approved the maximum $25,000 and then urged the legislature to grant more. Lawmakers approved an extra $90,000 for Stinson, whose murder conviction for killing a Milwaukee woman in 1984 was overturned 25 years later.
Milwaukee police were called to five shooting incidents in a two-hour period last night. One victim was killed, five others were wounded. Police said a 48-year-old man died after he was shot about 11:10 p.m. in a Northside Milwaukee neighborhood. Milwaukee officials also said that two men, ages 51 and 55, were shot while sitting in their home. homes. A 19-year-old man drove himself to a hospital after he was shot while getting into his vehicle. And two teens, ages 17 and 18, were wounded in an apparent drug-related dispute. As of early today, no one was in custody for any of the shootings.
Well, a word of caution as construction begins on a parking structure at Acuity Insurance on Taylor Drive in Sheboygan. Planning Director Chad Pelishek said construction of the 641-stall structure getting underway. They'll be using a pair of tower cranes. Now, Pelishek said those cranes require the counterweight mechanism to swing out over Taylor Drive. And he said the top portion of the cranes will also swing with the wind when not in use. That's normal for these types of cranes. Pelishek said they just want to make motorists aware of the activities, not to be alarmed if they see that, and at no time will any loads be swung out over Taylor Drive. Project, by the way, expected to take 6 months to complete. That forecast, Rusty?
Mostly sunny, a bit of a breeze today, high near 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy still, low near 48. Some morning rain showers possible tomorrow, then becoming partly sunny, a little cooler, high near 58 expected.
Currently, we are at 55 degrees here in the Sheboygan area. WHBL News Time is at 12:06 as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL.